أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إني تارك فيكم الثقلين، كتاب الله وعترتي، ما إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا، وإنهما لن يفترقا حتى يردا علي الحوض. We are going through the days related to the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet. According to his hadith, every messenger and his wasi deputy will become shaheed, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also was martyred by a lady and given the poison in the food. And the Holy Prophet in his final days had been constantly advising, delivering sermons, warning his nation, his companions, and asking them to support his Ahlul Bayt, keep away from bid'at and invention into the religion, and be steadfast over the religion, and follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. The hadith of Saqalain is narrated by the Sunni and the Shia, both sources, where Prophet has clearly asked to cling on to both the things, the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. These are the two valuable things that he has left behind, and he says, ma in tamassaktum bihima لَن تَضِلُّ. As long as you grab on to these two, you will never be misled. And he also is warning the nation that لَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. Don't be ahead of them. There are some people who want to move forward ahead of the Ahlul Bayt, ahead of the Holy Quran. And the same pattern is even visible towards the scholars, ahead of the Islamic leadership, ahead of the ulama. This is something which is condemned. We need to stay behind the teachings of the Holy Quran, following their footsteps. Let the Quran lead us the way. And let the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam lead us the way. And let the leadership and the ulama lead us the way. لَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. Don't move ahead of them, otherwise you will be devastated. وَلَا تَقْصُرُوا عَنْهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. And don't stay behind them, otherwise you will be devastated. وَلَا تُعَلِّمُوهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَعْلَمْ مِنْكُمْ. And don't teach them, that means the Ahlul Bayt, because they are more knowledgeable than you. It is our responsibility, as we are heading towards the birthday of the Holy Prophet as well very soon, that we realize the fariḍa and duty of unity among the Muslim Ummah. And the concept of unity rotates around unity under the banner of the leadership in Islam, unity under walayat. It's our responsibility to stay united and follow the teachings of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt, follow the path of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, keeping away from anything and everything and everyone that causes disunity, that serves the enemies of Islam, not the mission of the Prophet, not the mission of the Holy Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay united under the walayat, and to avoid divisions, and to spread the unified message of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, so that Islam as a whole can be protected. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ.